keen to know what you think of medicinal cannabis. Yeah, slowly legislation is coming around to the idea of marijuana as a medical option. But if you speak to someone who's opposed, I think the usual argument would be, well, we need more research. The government has heard that plea, and now they're choosing to fund some medicinal cannabis research with professors from Southern Cross University's Plant Science Division. Dr. Tobias Kretschmar is the Associate Professor in Plant Breeding and Genetics at Southern Cross University, and he joins us now. What sort of research are you going to do?
Well, we're going to be looking at mostly the chemistry of the plant. We're looking at how the plant produces molecules or compounds of medicinal value and how we can manipulate the plant into actually doing a better job at it.
So you want to manipulate it?
Well, we're not manipulating it. We're changing growth and conditions in the environment because we're working in a controlled environment to get the cocktail just right and make sure that the product is consistent over time so that every time we do grow the plant, it'll produce the same profile.
So, like, you would think every plant is individual.
Yeah, well, every plant is individual and they all do different things under different conditions, just like humans do.
So how are you going to try and control that?
Oh, just by controlling the environment, controlling the water, the nutrients, the light regimes, making sure they feel well pampered all the time.
And will you be doing that inside or outside?
Oh, there's a shift now from going from a fully controlled indoor environment to a greenhouse environment. And we're doing it in greenhouse. We're not ready to do it outdoors because there the environment is just too unpredictable, especially in Australia.
Yeah, okay. So you'll be analysing it and you're looking for trichomes. Like, what are trichomes?
So trichomes are the little minuscule leaf hairs where the cannabinoids or the resin is actually produced. I think most plants do have trichomes, and even if you've never seen a plant, you probably know what a trichome is. If you ever worn a cotton shirt, cotton is trichomes.
I didn't know that.
So basically anything on a plant that's hairy or makes it sticky, that makes it stingy or smelly is trichomes. If you're rubbing a peppermint leaf or a basil leaf and you get that aromatic smell, that's all coming off trichomes. If you're touching a tomato plant when you're harvesting, you get sticky hands, that all comes from trichomes.
Okay, got it. And what are the trichomes? That's where the THC
is?
They're
basically biofactories, yeah. So they're producing the THC, the CBD, all the other minor cannabinoids. They're producing the terpenoids that are giving it the lemony smell. So you got to imagine those as little highly specialized factories for secondary metabolites, so chemical compounds.
And what is it that we want from the marijuana plant? Like, what are you trying to extract?
So we're extracting full extract. So we're trying to get the maximum. We're trying to get everything out rather than just going for a single compound. Because I think, and again, that's me speculating. I'm not a medicinal doctor. It's the composition of several compounds that make it effective. Called the entourage effect. And what we do in discovery work as well is we're trying to look at what different compounds different plants actually produce under different conditions, how the composition and the overall content affects it. And that can be due to more trichomes, larger trichomes, or just trichomes doing different things.
Right. So it might not necessarily be the bigger plant is the best plant or the plant that produces.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it all comes down to, what they say, nature and nurture. It's part of it is genetics, part of it is environment, and part of it is, of course, just how efficient are you in extracting it.
Are you choosing different species of cannabis?
Not different species, it's all within the same species. We're working with proprietary material from Can Group, and they have a collection of strains that we'd be investigating.
Okay, right, it's a particular strain. And when you said you're going to try and extract as much as you possibly can, how do you extract? You just like mush it? Like, what are you? What's your extraction process?
There's so many different ways of extracting. I think what Can Group is using at the moment is super critical CO2. So that CO2 at very high pressure and very cold that makes it liquid. That's a very soft way of extracting. But you can also use solvents like ethanol or hexanol. It's more of a blunt approach. But you gotta smush it up beforehand because all the resin is in these trichome heads and they need to be mechanically released first.
So you're making a marijuana pesto?
Pretty much, yeah. At a very large scale.
And how long have you been funded for? Like, how long will it take?
So this is a 3-year project.
Okay, really interesting. Let's hang out again in a couple of months and see where you're at.
Yeah. You're welcome to visit.
We'll come and say hi. Dr. Tobias, thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much. You have a pleasant day.